In 1995, Pamela Rae Hewson woke up to the sound of chainsaws. She looked outside and saw crews removing old poles from the Kluwak Totem Park. Hewson ran outside to take photos before the old poles were all taken down.
I was saddened because I really didn't know a lot of the stories on the totem. And at that time, I didn't know what they were going to be doing with them.
To document the poles, Hewson started drawing them and then used the rest of the space on the page to interpret the artwork.
I started to write down, well, if I was to write a poem about this totem, what would I write? And when I came to the bottom of the page, I just stopped. And I went on to the next totem.
She later met a publisher who was interested in printing her poems in a book, but to use the totem story, she needed to get permission. She started with the Kluwak Hinya Corporation, and they told her to go to the city of Kluwak.
They said to go to the elders, and so I went to the president of the Kluwak Tlingit Nation Council of Elders, Byron Skinay, and asked if I could be able to publish these poems, stories. And he asked if I knew them, and I started to tell him the stories that I had learned, and then so he said that I could.
Since that first book in 2002, Hewson has launched more projects based on Southeast Alaska Native culture. Coloring books, historic books, reference books, a radio station, and now an app. Those last two projects were in collaboration with her son, Simon Roberts. Robert says he's wanted to get into app development for a couple years now. He decided to start that venture with his mom's book.
Her book was well put together. The only requirements we had to go above and beyond her publisher was not to use his pictures. So we retook all the pictures of the Kluwak Totem Park and some scenery pictures. I worked with actually a couple other local photographers, Fred Ocilius Olson from Kasan, and here in Kluwak, Henry Williamson.
The app includes the illustrated poems, a short video of ravens on top of one of the poles, a map of Prince of Wales Island, images from other totems in Southeast Alaska, and a reading.
We offer in the beginning of the book just one of the stories. We have a dramatized audiobook for the perfect tree. Certain parts we need to hear the trees or the wind, birds, or people in the background to make it feel like you're right there in the story.
Hewson says the app will be updated with additional audio readings of poems as they're produced. She and Roberts also want to create a similar app for the iPhone, but the idea initially fit better with the iPad because of the tablet's larger screen. Roberts is working on more apps, including a free one that will be ready soon.
My second program was actually a travel guide to here to Kluwak, which a largest portion of it is telling the exact verbatim stories of the Kluwak Totem Park. We will be making that app free for the one that's a travel guide of Kluwak so that we're giving the culture and the heritage back to the people.
That app is meant for tourists, but also for younger Alaska Natives who want to know more about their own culture. A third app is in development. It's a language app that Robert says will be based on established language teaching tools.
Take real pictures, use Photoshop filters to turn it into like a cartoon, show a lady standing there, and the word would be Kla, which is my mom. And when you push on the button or push on the picture, it would say the Tlingit word, and you would see the English word and then the Tlingit spelling next to it.
Roberts hopes to work with various Native organizations to develop different language apps covering many Native languages and dialects within each language, as well as how-to apps for carving or weaving. He says smartphones could be a modern way to preserve traditional cultures.
If you look outside your window right now, inside your office, or even at your local grocery store, how many people do you see looking in the palm of their hands? Why learn a language in the classroom when you can learn it while you're waiting for a meeting, or for those that are just about to get on the bus, or where you're sitting on your flight going up to Juneau or something like that? You have your language with you in the palm of your hand, basically.
The first app, called Totem Stories, is available now through Apple iPad. Robert says the free travel guide app should be done in a couple of weeks, but then it takes a while for the Apple approval process. The language app, well, that's still got a ways to go. Oh, and those totem poles that were taken down in 1995, those were second-generation poles. They were carved in the 1930s to replicate original poles from the area. Over the past decade, the 1930s poles have been replaced with newly carved totems. The last of the third-generation poles will be raised in a ceremony this summer. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.